2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Happy Friday, KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the FBI says Brian Laundrie claimed responsibility for the murder of Gabby Petito in a notebook found with his remains. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, people in Salt Lake and Summit counties won't be required to mask up anymore. The State House passed a resolution overturning the mask mandates in those two counties. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, I'm looking through the cameras to see if I can find what may be causing problems in traffic northbound I-15 in Woods Cross. This is after 2600 South, but prior to 5th South and Bountiful, we are seeing delays building there. Overall, Salt Lake County freeways, light traffic and no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow moves south for the afternoon. I'm Brett Benson.
And right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 39 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The nation marking 2 years since the first coronavirus case was identified. COVID cases due to mostly Omicron now topping 760,000 a day, and COVID-related deaths are nearly 1,700 a day. Today, a U.S. district judge in Texas ruling against President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal workers.
The judge calling the mandate a bridge too far under current law. He cited the Supreme Court's most recent decision against OSHA, saying that there is a difference between setting workplace and safety standards and public health measures. A union of roughly 6,000 members that represents federal workers, primarily from DHS, filed a lawsuit back in December. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
The president on his way to Camp David tonight, where he's expected to huddle with aides over tensions on Russia's buildup of its border with Ukraine. It follows Secretary of State Antony Blinken's meeting with his Russian counterpart in Switzerland today. ABC News political director Rick Klein says the stakes are high.
Biden knows that he needs to keep the world community together and that not all actions are going to be treated equally by NATO members even. So this is a delicate time that's testing President Biden at a time of particular political weakness domestically.
Federal authorities now in possession of a trove of communications from former President Trump's attorney cleared by a judge.
Thousands of messages, chats, and other information from Rudy Giuliani are now in the hands of federal prosecutors in New York after a retired federal judge completed her review of the contents of devices seized from Giuliani last spring. The seizures are part of an investigation into Giuliani's activities in Ukraine during the Trump presidency and whether he properly registered as a lobbyist. On one cell phone, Giuliani designated 96 chats and messages as privileged, but the review determined more than half of them were okay to turn over. Giuliani has not been charged and has denied wrongdoing. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. And, you know, we hear all kinds of ridiculous stunts that people pull to get likes on social media. But this might be the worst one ever. ABC's Alex Stone is joining us live about a YouTuber who apparently, do I have this right, staged a plane crash?
Well, yeah, we don't know yet. It's allegedly at this point by claims of pilots who have looked into it and say that they don't believe it. The FAA is going to look into it now. So he's named Trevor Jacob. He was an Olympic snowboarder, now makes adventure videos of all kinds of extreme stunts. And it was November of last year in this video, getting attention from the feds now. He went up in his tiny plane built in 1940. Wasn't in great shape. He's flying along, says he's going into the mountains to go to Mammoth, and as he's flying,
the run-up, we'll be on our way soon. So much love. We'll see you in the air.
He's got cameras all over the plane. He's holding onto a selfie stick, wearing a parachute, fire extinguisher strapped to his leg, and as he's flying along, oh, the engine goes out over the middle of nowhere, and then he's got to make a decision. And after some tense shots of not being able to restart the engine, he opens up the door and decides at that point to jump out, parachuting down. And the entire time he's parachuting down, he's got the selfie stick out, and he's documenting the whole thing. He then goes in to brush, makes his way back to the plane. They did not land in the same place. Hikes back, gets the videos from all those cameras inside, takes a look at it.
No, anything. No water. I had a water jug in the back. Oh, my gosh, dude. No idea where I am.
Yeah, and then, Jeff, it turned into a survival video, drinking out of a creek, staying alive. Eventually, a farmer found him. But a lot of pilots are saying they don't believe it. Wearing a parachute, one of his planes allegedly was seen circling over the area days before. The plane, not in good shape, just bought it. So the FAA is launching an investigation now to figure out if the whole thing is fake. He will not comment on it. We have reached out to him. Did get 1.2 million views. But was it just an extreme stunt? We don't know yet, but they're looking into it.
Can I be on the jury? Seriously. ABC's Alex Stone joining us live. A mystery that appears to have been solved. KSL News Time. 3:20, and it's time for traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
So far, so good on your Salt Lake County freeways and along I-15 both directions in Utah County between the Point and Provo. Our main secondary is also seeing lighter than normal traffic. No accidents or delays. If you're headed up to the canyons, Parley's Big and Little Cottonwood all looking good. No crashes or delays on a good driving road surface. Ricky Meese, Steve.
Seeing some thick traffic on northbound 15 right now at about 2600 south in Woods Cross. The traffic camera shot's a little blurry, but it looks like some possible UHP activity on the right shoulder. After that, smooth sailing all the way up to Willard Bay. On the flip side, southbound 15 rolling along with no issues from Ogden to Salt Lake. AD Nevada, your adventure home base for any season. Gateway to Death Valley, National Park, Canyon, and Desert Trails. Perfect for off-road hiking, biking, ghost towns, mines, and more. BadyNevada.org. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the Dines. Your seven-day forecast here with Brett Benson.
Friday's quick-moving storm brought snow to northern Utah as well as southern Utah. Not a lot, but definitely hit most of the state. 39 for an afternoon high on Friday. Now, we get into the weekend, a little cooler, upper 30s for afternoon highs, mostly sunny conditions, better air quality. Monday, 39, mostly sunny. We'll keep it mostly sunny, but increasing haze on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with highs in the low 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
The mountains are back, right? It's nice to have decent air. It's 39 degrees.
Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical breakthrough that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at Wasatch Medical Clinic was tested by Cambridge University and the Cleveland Clinic, and the results are in. It's proven to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, we'll also include something unique that produces instant results to intimacy. I don't think I've ever seen it fail. And for a limited time, blood work and testosterone is free as well. This is a $650 value, free to those that call in the next 2 minutes. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your love life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
Well, winter's here and you can feel it. And with winter comes snowball fights with grandkids, maybe a slow zip around the ice rink, and don't forget skiing. But with chronic knee pain, these activities can be downright overwhelming. With a bad knee, even traveling to see loved ones can be a challenging task, let alone slapping on a pair of skis. This year, tackle the winter pain-free. Visit the Active Joint Institute for help with your knee pain. They specialize in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically, without surgery. Isn't it time you were able to enjoy this precious time with your friends and family? After visiting the Active Joint Institute, you may even join in on the fun in the snow with your grandkids. You deserve to live the life you love pain-free. Learn more about your knee pain and how to get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
This warm message brought to you by Paris RV. You know, the first thing that pops up in our frozen bodies this time of year is, when is spring coming? So, let's think warmer temps and hot deals, because spring is coming, and Paris RV is bringing the heat. With now over 800 RVs in stock, the best price and the best selection is right now. Don't miss out on specials like these. The 2022 Gulfstream AmeriLite, 189 DD for only $20,995 or $210 a month, zero down. Or the 2022 Open Range 26 BH Bunkhouse for only $26,995 or $270 a month, zero down. Or the 2022 XLR Boost 25LR LE Toy Hauler for only $34,995 or $350 a month, zero down. See dealer for details. 4360 South State and 5545 South State. And coming soon, Paris RV in Payson.
You won't find a selection like this anywhere else. Only at Paris RV.
We're watching Utah's Money. A holiday baking treat sold only at Walmart is being recalled. Lily's Sweets is recalling its 7-ounce packages of peppermint-flavored baking chips because they might contain an allergen. Some white candy pieces contain soy lecithin, sugar, and some other things that aren't normally in their baking chips. KSL drives. It's about to get a lot easier to fix your own car if you drive a GM. General Motors is launching an online parts store so you can buy your parts direct, including accessories and even upgrades. Tech stocks are off to a rough start this year. The NASDAQ Composite Index has now lost about 11% of its value since the start of the year. Should the trend continue, it'll put the tech-heavy index on track for its worst start since 2008. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 450 points. The S&P was off another 84. The NASDAQ lost 2.75%, falling 385 points today. KSL News Time 326. Attorneys for Kobe Bryant's wife say they have dozens of witnesses for the upcoming trial against Los Angeles County. She's suing over photos taken at the crash site where Kobe died. ABC's Alex Stone has details from L.A.
Originally, it was believed the trial could last a couple of days, but now with around 40 people on the witness list filed by Vanessa Bryant's attorneys, it's expected the trial, set to begin February 22nd, will last weeks. Bryant's attorneys filing court paperwork saying they will call Bryant herself to testify, L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, the Lakers general manager, and others. Vanessa Bryant claims negligence and invasion of privacy over photos that were taken of human remains at the crash site and then shared between firefighters and sheriff's deputies. Alex Stone, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.